Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow is Election Day for dozens of communities across the state. One of the most closely watched campaigns isn't for a candidate, but for the casino proposal at the Suffolk Downs racetrack, as voters in East Boston and Revere choose thumbs up or thumbs down on the plan. The issue has divided those communities, and as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, supporters and opponents were out in force this weekend trying to rally voters at the last minute.
At a corner storefront in East Boston Sunday morning, more than 50 pro-casino workers, paid and volunteer, got ready to hit the streets and knock on doors. Suffolk Downs is steaming ahead with its $1 billion plan. That's even though it dropped its original partner, Caesars Entertainment, after state gambling regulators raised concerns about an investor in a Caesars hotel deal. Chip Tuttle, the horse track's chief operating officer, cheered on the troops.
Thank you very, very, very much. We're in the home stretch, as they say in horse racing.
The campaign for local approval of the plan is in its final days. Because the track straddles East Boston and Revere, voters from both communities will weigh in on Tuesday. Recent polls show it could be a tight contest. As she headed into a nearby Dunkin' Donuts, Revere telemarketer Haley Clifford said she was concerned that a casino might bring higher rates of crime and drug use. But, she says, those worries are outweighed by potential benefits.
It will just make, like, the property, like, at least around the casino, like, they're going to make nice houses and everything. So I like it because of the jobs, the opportunities. Yes, on that casino.
But no casino.
No casino!
Over near East Boston's Maverick Square, a couple dozen volunteers for the casino opposition group, No Eastie Casino, marched through the streets. Reports filed last week show the group has raised around $35,000, a number that's dwarfed by the $2 million raised by pro-casino forces. Lifelong East Boston resident Hernani De Araujo is undaunted. He says he's worried a casino would hurt small businesses in the local Latino community.
Also, our neighborhood is, I think, safer today than it's been in my entire lifetime of 32 years, and we don't want to go backwards. We don't want the crime. We don't want the needless traffic that comes from these types of establishments. So I'm voting no.
Voters in East Boston and Revere aren't the only ones considering the future of gambling in their communities on Tuesday. In Western Massachusetts, Palmer voters will decide whether to support a casino proposed by the owners of Connecticut's Mohegan Sun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.